Good morning, Audio Boom. It still seems so weird to me to say Audio Boom instead of Audio Boo. This is day two of my, what would you call it, my I don't know. I can't think of what to say. Being back on Audio Boom. There you go. Anyway, I'm sitting out here on my deck. It's, today is Friday, May 8th. It's about almost 10 a.m. Eastern time here in Louisville, Kentucky. I can hear some birds in the distance. Usually there are birds in my yard, and they're not quite that close today. I'm sitting out here in my flip-flops and just kind of, I've got some shorts and a t-shirt on. It's already, I would say, low 70s. We're supposed to hit a high of 90 today. It is gorgeous out here right now. I love it when the weather's like this, early morning and late evening. It's just beautiful. And I hear someone's lawnmower, I believe, in the distance. Can you hear the birds? I think they're in my next door neighbor's yard, maybe. But yeah, so, oh, I hear a plane. I think it's headed this way, maybe, I don't know. Sort of. I think it's flying a little bit away from us, but in this direction. My wind chimes are chiming every now and again. A little bit. There's a little breeze, not much of one. The sun is shining. I've got my eyes closed and I can just feel it on my face and it's wonderful. Oh, yes. It's moments like these that I love. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of come in and say hello, and I'd like to make a daily practice of just checking in. I don't know. Nothing fancy, nothing earth-shattering, or nothing really interesting for that matter. But just to say hello and to share a bit of my life, I guess. It's kind of cathartic in a way. So today, my daughter Megan is home with me from school. Megan plays lacrosse right now. Actually, the lacrosse season is just about over. But she's the goalie, and the goalie takes a lot of hard hits. And Megan had one recently, and she's had a lot of headaches. You know, I don't think that she suffered a concussion, but I think it's more or less fatigue. Honestly, she goes nonstop. I mean, she's in an advanced academic program, and so she's got tons of homework. She's in lacrosse, so that keeps her very busy after school with games and practices. And so she's just very busy. And so I think that contributes to it. I'm a little concerned about her headaches, but also a big factor, which I think is very, very much a contributor, is that the pollen count is extremely high here right now. Everyone suffers with allergies and sinus problems, and it's so common. So I feel like that could be part of it too. I don't want to run to the doctor every time there's an ache or a pain. However, you know, head injuries, there's something to be concerned about. But that being said, you know, I'm having this mental back and forth with myself right now. That being said, her behavior is not different. She's not vomiting. She never lost consciousness. I really feel in my gut that it's allergy, sinus, fatigue related. But in any case, so she's home. I let her stay home today. She's just so tired. She doesn't feel well. So I thought, you know, don't worry about it. Just stay home and rest. So that's what she's doing. And later on, my son Peyton has soccer practice and a makeup soccer game tonight. So I'll be doing that this evening. And that's really it. I'm going to do some housework today. Because tomorrow I'm going to spend a good part of the day going to see my mom. Peyton has another game in the morning And then the kids and I are going to go see my mom and spend some time with her for Mother's Day. And I'm going to make chicken salad today to take over there for lunch tomorrow. She really loves my chicken salad, so I'm going to take that over there. And we'll visit with her for a while. So I'm going to try and do some of my Saturday chores today and get that taken care of. And then I'll cook dinner early since we've got to be at the soccer field for a while tonight. I don't know what I'm going to make yet. Anybody listening, if you have any thoughts, I'm open to suggestions. I kind of feel like I'm sort of stuck in a rut with dinners. I have, you know, I think this is fairly typical from what I hear. I have about, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 meals that I make on a regular basis, rotating. And, but it's getting a little bit boring. So I'd like to shake it up a little bit, you know? So if anybody happens to listen to this, which I have no idea if anybody will hear it, but if you do and you have any ideas, throw out your favorite meal. Tell me what your favorite meal is. Maybe I can try and make it for my family. So, all right. Well, I guess I will wrap it up. This has turned out to be longer than I expected, so I don't want to keep everybody listening too long, because I don't think there's anything monumentally exciting about this post. So hope everyone has a good day. I might be back later if I go on for a walk or something. Maybe I'll do a walking boo or something. But yeah, so everybody take it easy and enjoy your day or evening or whatever it is, wherever you are. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.